You mentioned that you've seen some people use NAB plus bevacizumab. Do you think that that is a reasonable non-protocol alternative, or do we need to see more data?
Well, I'm always wary of combining agents together that haven't been combined before, because you could theoretically think you're combining a nanoparticle with, you know, an angiogenesis inhibitor. Well, you might get enormous penetration into the normal tissues, for example, which could be a safety issue. So I tend not to use those combinations until I at least have seen some phase 2 data. There was some phase 2 data at the combination at the San Antonio meeting, which looked like it appeared safe, and that's usually enough. I think in terms of using a combination, when you know that the likelihood is they are going to work together, I think if you have a phase 2 study showing that at least it's safe, I think that is generally a reasonable route to go.
What about in the adjuvant setting? There have been a couple of smaller trials that have looked at dose-dense AC-NAB. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about that?
Again, I have to say I would be a little bit reticent to use that in the adjuvant setting unless we had data, although there is maybe a couple of patients that I've had, or maybe one patient where the paclitaxel was contraindicated because they couldn't take steroids or something. You know, I gave it to them and they had a horrible reaction. And in that case, I have used it maybe on one occasion, but I would not routinely do it, absolutely not.